How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. In your hustle and bustle, you may be at your job, you may be at home, sitting by your computer. But whatever the case may be, I am so grateful and thankful that you took time to tune in to Joy and Peace today. And before we start, we have a wonderful topic today. And before we start, we will have prayer. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for this day, for this moment, for this hour, for this second. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone that will listen to this, even in the archives later. I want to give you praise. I want to give you glory right now, because if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? You woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Bless every caller that will call in, every person that will listen to this broadcast, to hear me, Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Strengthen them in their heart, to hear me, Father. And let them be the men and women of God that you have called for them to be in these last and evil days. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen and thank God. Well, today we're talking about an exciting topic, moving to the next level. How many of you all out there in radio land, TV land, computer land, at home, want to move to the next level in God? I don't mean just on your job, just in the body, but move to the next level in God. Well, today, if you have anybody next to you, just turn and ask your neighbor, are you prepared to move to the next level? Do you want to move to the next level? That's your next thing you're asking. What are you doing toward moving to the next level? I must move to the next level. So just tell yourself today, I must move to the next level. If you don't have anybody sitting close to you or a neighbor that you can ask, are they prepared, or do they want to move, or what are you going to do toward moving to the next level? Just let the Lord Jesus Christ know, I must move to the next level. You know, as I did a survey, I found out that we are living in a time when most of the world is unsaved, at least 43%, 8% never, 97% of the world is not in church today. For whatever reason, 90% of them are not in church in the body of Christ today. There is a major fight between the believers and the world. We must align ourselves with the God of gods, his eternal word, and the Holy Spirit for daily guidance and the renewing of our thoughts and desires. Then we can earnestly move toward, as God designed, to our next level in God, moving to our next level of thinking, of believing, understanding, moving to our next level in the Word of God through the Scripture. You know, everyone is not ready to move to a new dimension. I hope you all that are listening today are ready to move to a new dimension. You know, the next dimension can be too high or out of your reach. But if you want to move to the next level in God, that means you need to move up higher. Set your sights up higher. There are things that hinder us from moving forward. Some of just unsaved. You can't move higher because being unsaved is hindering you. Some are still just wild. I mean, you're still out there in the world. You haven't come on Jesus' side. So come on in. You're not settling God or the things of God. But for you to move to the next level, that means you're going to have to give up some things. Cast some things aside. And start settling down in God. The next reason that you may not need moving to the next level is not word in you. You may not have enough word in you. You know, not enough word. You know, you need to discipline yourself to study the word. You need to create a desire more of the word. You know, another reason you may not be moving to the next level is living a life of carnality, following the course of this world. To get to the next level in God, you got to give up the world. Be sold out and come to Christ. Another reason you may not be moving to the next level is you don't know the voice of God. Do you really know the voice of God today? We are spiritually blind. That's why we can't move to the next level. We have to take the scales off our eyes and let the Lord Jesus Christ come into our life. Deal with us, work with us spiritually. And then we are naturally fighters. We fight everybody, everywhere, about everything. You can't move to the next level like that. We always looking for something new. Let's look to Jesus. He's the same all the time. He never changed. Our friends may change. Our family may change. We may change. But God never changed. And when you think about fighting everybody, you fight people on this end, that end, on trivial things, and just give them to God. And let God fight that battle. Because God is truly, truly worthy to be praised. God is truly worthy. You know, we may not move to that next level until we get our attitudes together. We may have poor attitudes with God. We may have attitudes with leadership, and we can have bad attitudes toward one another. We have to get all that together before we are able to move to the next level. And another thing is the Word of God. We have to get into the Word of God to be able to move to the next level. Sure, He may have called you, and as an evangelist, as a pastor, a prophet, a teacher, a servant, a bishop, a deacon, but in the process while he called, what are you doing? Are you studying the Word of God? Do you have the Holy Spirit within your life? I'm talking today on moving to the next level. The things that keep us bound up from moving to the next level. And as I went to the scripture on John 9:4, the King James Version say, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And in that same chapter 9:14, I'm going to read with the 9:4, I'm sorry, with the Amplifier say, and it say, we must work the work of him who sent me and be busy with his business while it is daylight. Night is coming on when no man can work. And as I went through, I checked some more Bibles up. NIV say, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. And then I went to the NLT version, and it says the same verse, John 9:4. It's in your Bible if you haven't tore it out. And it's saying, all of us must quickly carry out the task assigned by the one who sent us, because there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end. My. You know, moving to the next level, we have sin in our life. And I'm going to just pick out a few things in the Bible of sinners of disobedience was Adam and Eve, Lot's wife, Moses, David, Solomon, Jonah. Before they can move to the next level, Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. But for him to move to the next level, he had to do what God told him to do. Solomon, he had a work to do. David, you know how he sinned and was disobedient, but David was after God's own heart. He repented. Lot's wife, God told him to leave. Don't look back. See, that was sin and disobedience right there. She looked back, and what happened? She turned to a pillar of salt. So she couldn't move to the next level. And, you know, to move to the next level, what hinders us is undisciplined, our lifestyle. You know, you want to be satisfied with just anything, any winning doctrine that comes down. You don't want to move. You stagnated. You locked and living in tradition. How many people today that's listening to this broadcast is living in tradition? Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go to that place because my dad and my grandfather and my grandmother, they have a pew at that church. Or they did this, or they did that, or my sister did this. You living in tradition when God is a loving God. He changed not. Things in the world is changing daily. His word remained the same. But your life is revolving daily around different things. Look at moving in God and not in rebellion. You can prepare this very moment, right now where you are, if you're sitting at your desk in the office, or if you are in your kitchen cooking, or you may be in your quiet time in your prayer closet praying, right now, we must be ready to move because God is coming back. He's soon to come. In other words, he's already here. You don't know where your name is on the roll. But you want to be moving to the next level. You want to be found worthy doing the things God have called you to do. And that means you need to move. Because you're going to move from this house to another house one day. You're going to move from earth to glory. So when we talk about moving to the next level, now is the preparation time for you to start getting yourself together, your life together, so you will be able to transition without a problem. Whatever call God have on your life, and you need to move to that position, that means you're steadily moving, moment by moment, day by day, year by year, month by month, year by year. You're steadily moving in the destiny that God has for you. Today we're talking about moving to the next level. And I ask you again, do you want to move to the next level? You want to stand still. You may want to stay right where you are. You will not see no progress. But what are you doing toward moving to the next level? Are you trusting in God? Are you reading the word? Are you asking God to fill you with his spirit, with his anointing? Or are you just sitting there waiting for something to just fall out the sky on your behalf? No, you got to get up and start doing things. You got to start doing things for the working of the kingdom of God to move to the next level. He was the one with judging, but find you faithful over a few things, and he'll make you ruler over many. So he's going to find you doing the things that he have called for you to do. And you know, I'm going to give you some suggestions for the preparation to move. You can turn to Romans 10, 9 and 10 in the Word of God. And I'm going to turn over there in case you don't have your Bibles with you right there. And the verse 9 and 10, say 10 and 9, I'm sorry, say, but if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And the word of God say, not me, but the word of God say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. These are some things I'm telling you that you can, I'm suggesting to you for the preparation to move to the next level. In Acts 1 and 8, it says, I'm reading this for the NLT version, but when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power and will tell people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, and in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. These are some suggestions for preparing to move to the next level in your life. Feel and possess the evidence of tongues. That means you are filled with the Holy Ghost. The anointing is upon your life. Witness with power. When you go out, witness. Witness with power. Give your power. Give your experience that's working through the power of you. Develop your faith. Let your faith be built up more and more. Another suggestion is ready emotionally, in the right posture. Living in the past is not going to get it. You got to come up to the future. Having unforgiveness in your heart. You can't move to the next level with unforgiveness. No matter who they are, where they are, you can ask for forgiveness and move on. Get your heart clean. The next thing you need is God give me an inner hearing. This moving to the position God wants you and in the next level. You have to walk in forgiveness. No matter what you do, you have to walk in forgiveness. That's moving to the next level. And as I was reading, I was picking out words in, I must work the work of him that sent me, which is, it is the day and the night coming when no man can work. You know, the word cleanse your soul and part of your mind. The word is a spiritual weapon and can be offensive or defensive. The word is Psalms 119 and 105, and I'm going to turn over to that right quick. And we're going to read, what thus saith the Lord? And verse 119 and 105, it says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. My. You know, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path and a light unto our pathway. That's all of us. The word, the Holy Ghost, brings back from our spirit to our mind to minister to us. The word is a strengthener to the inner man. The word sacrifice and set us apart. You know, when you have the word on the inside of you, people can tell when you open your mouth what you are about, who you are, and everything. By the words that you speak out of your mouth. If you speak life, that it should be. But if you speak death, that's what you're going to end up getting. So when you speak positive, shed the light of God's word on. And you will find out how you're moving to the next level. The word is strengthening to the inner man. The word sanctifies us and set us apart. The word raises our desire level and expectation level. So today I'm hoping somebody that's listening, the desire of level has increased. The expectation of level had increased where God can come on in and move you to the next level. You know, the word set us so that we can be at peace enough for God to use us. You have to be at peace within yourself that God can come in, excuse me, and use you. That's right. He can come in and use you to his glory, not my glory, but to his glory. And, you know, it is through the word that we are saved. It is the standard of judgment. The word makes Jesus know. You know, you get to know more about Jesus, what he's saying to you, what he's meaning to you. But you have to open your mouth and start speaking that word to your spirit man so you can move to the next level. Start doing what God has commissioned you to do today, where you can be at that next level in Christ. And the next thing is, the word produce faith. You'll find that in Romans the 10th chapter. And I'm going to turn over there in the 17th verse. And we're going to read what does say it the Lord. It's not about us. It's about the word of God. Verse 10 and 17 says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, we're going to read that again. So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to hear the word. You have to go where the word is being taught and preached. Go to Bible school, Sunday school if you have it, where you can learn the word and put it on the inside of you. So one day when it's time to move on, you can gurgitate that word up. When God gives you a platform, you can go to the next level in God because you are ready. You are prepared. You know the word. And as I was reading that, the word produced faith. And we have to remember to be mindful, to think and to keep in mind the word. The prophecies around your life, the word of God, the prophetic word that are spoken over you. I know a lot of you all been getting words and confirmation that is spoken unto you. Take those nuggets, use them, what God have given you, but you will know the word have got given to you by God is the true word. You're going to have words of encouragement. You can call out men and women, common saints that go to the house of the Lord every day of their life. And, you know, as I went through that, the word of encouragement can be called out to men and women, common saints. These words are designated to keep you encouraged, keep you growing, keep you going or moving forward, keep you straight so that it will help shape your year. A lot of you all embarking on new things coming up the new year, things you want to try, things God have told you to do that you've been sitting on them for years. It's time to arise, shine, get up. Do the things God have called you to be. Be that man and woman of God, boy and girl, that God have called you out. You know God have called you. You know God have spoken to you. So we need you today to just tap into the souls where you can be moved to the next level in God. And these words are encourage. You have to get your sisters and brothers. Encourage them. Teach them the way, the truth and the light. Give them the foundation that you have. Show them, because they don't know. They are ignorant to the fact of the things of God will do for them, through them, and for them. So we have to realize that we are all God's children. No matter what color we are, no matter what kind of hairstyle we have, we are still God's chosen people. And you know, another thing I was reading about, we need to keep each other encouraged. Keep other growing. Keep you going or moving forward. It keeps you straight so that will help shape your destiny. And that's what it's doing this morning. It's touching somebody that may listen in today on moving to the next level. I have given you some things that you can go to the scripture and find, some things that will lighten up your load. We want to give God praise for it this morning, for moving to the next level. We want to don't want him to come back and find our work undone. We want to be in the family of God, called and chosen by him, ordained by another minister. But we want to give God praise this morning because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And we thank him this morning. And as we go on a little bit further, where you are and where you are going. Okay? You are now, yes, You may just begun in God. You could be at a spiritual standstill. And, you know, you got to keep you straight so that it would help reshape your destiny. And you are now just beginning in God, for those that's new. You could be at a spiritual standstill. You may be there, no show, word for God. You could be blamed and blinded by the lure of the world. You may want to give up your journey. You may know not the way to the next step. You trusting in Jesus. He'll direct your every step. If you just lean on him, just let him know that he is God, and besides he, there is no other. That you know him to be the way maker. You know this morning you couldn't have prepared a nice meal for your family if it had not been for God. Tomorrow, which is Thanksgiving Day, you want to give God's praise. You want to give him glory. You don't want to walk up to him with a persimmon fig or mentality or just have your jaw swolled up. You want to be able to come to God and pour your heart out to God where you don't feel like you can do it somewhere else. You can go to God in your secret time. You can give him glory, give him honor, because he is truly worthy to be praised. He is so worthy, so worthy. He's trying to wake some of you all up today to move to the next level. Y'all been stagnated too long. It's time to get up, move to that next level in God. And you may want to give up your journey. You may not know the way to the next step. But you are going to get there. You're going to walk it out. You're going to talk it out. You're going to shout it out. You're going to cry it out. But when it's all said and done, God, let's lift up a standard for you that you can move on to the next level. We want to give God praise this morning because I know you don't want to stay stagnated in where you are right now. I know you want to do something different in your life. I know you are tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And as I was going through studying this here, what does meditation on the word brings? Well, I'm glad you asked. Joshua 1:8 says, in this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do all according to the knowledge of God. So, you know, today I'm going to give you a new level. And that's a new place, a new depth in God, a new height, and a new level. And we want you to continue on going up the ladder, not digressing, but keep going up, because God want to take you up to higher and bigger things. God have a calling on a lot of y'all lives, but he want to get the glory and the praise. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because he's a good God. He's a caring God. And when I think about where you are and where you are going, and you are now maybe justified in God. You could be a spiritual standstill. You could be no sure word from God. And so these are some of the excuses we come up with. Some of them be legit. Some of them are not. But we have to know, we have to get in the place in the sanctuary with our Bibles and read upon this on knowing the level that we should operate in. You can't operate in Johnny or Mary Lou. You got to use Jane and Tina to get your message across. So I'm going to give you a few more. Remember where you are going. Be mindful to think and to keep in mind the word. It's the word that we're going to keep us and bring us off to naught. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you today. Because we know what you're doing in our life is working for our good. We want to move to the next level. We don't want to stay stagnated. We want our souls clean. We want our spiritual weapons ready that we can go to war at any time. We want to be sanctified. We want to be strengthened. We want to be a light unto our path. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And one man got out this week, and we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, he's moving to a next level. The word comes to strengthen us to our inner man, to set us apart, means sanctify us, to raise our desire level and expected level. We should be doing greater things than we was doing last year. We should be about our Father's business this year when we didn't make it last year. So we want to give God praise and thanks today because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And as I get ready to leave the air today, I just wanted to tell you, moving to the next level. And just think about, are you prepared to move to the next level spiritually? And do you want to move? Because you may not want to move, but do you want to move to the next level? And what are you doing right now toward moving to the next level? And I'd say, me, myself, and I must move to the next level in God. You must give God all your all in all. No matter what, no matter what comes, what goes, you have to give God your all because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. We magnify him this morning. We glorify him. We thank him this morning that he's moved us from one spot to the next. The Heavenly Father, we thank you. Even as we move furniture, we're moving it from one place to another place. So that means we're moving cars from one place to the other place. That means he is saying it to us today that we need to move to the next level. And until next week, this is the conclusion of my program. But we have to think about how God has moved us, how he spared our lives, how he brought us through seen and unseen dangers. We want to give him praise in advance. We want to give God an advanced praise, So today, as I prepare to leave the line, but not your presence through the word of God, we want to move to the next level. We don't want to stay stagnated. We want to be able to see the greater works, the greater thing that God is doing in each and every one of our lives. We don't want just pick and choose who praying ground we're going, but we're going to be on the praying ground going to that next level to the Lord Jesus Christ. And until next week, we want you to be blessed. Do what God have called you to do. Be persistent. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Move on to the next level because the more tests you pass, the more anointing you will get, the more you'll have what it takes to go into the prison. We want to say thank you today, Lord Jesus. We give you glory on moving to the next level, Lord. And in the blessed name of Jesus, we hope you got something out moving to the next level today. And remember, we must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. Because when night comes, no man can work. So that means, just think about that when you're thinking about moving to the next level. Have you conquered those things that I called out earlier, unforgiveness? You need to forgive your sisters and brothers if they have done any things to you. Do you remember some of the key words that I used today? But if not, continue on reading your scriptures on part D, part C, and he will enlighten you. Each and every one of you all. So we want to give God praise. And until next week, we want to tell each and every person that have tuned in to have a wonderful and a blessed Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, but have a wonderful day. Serve the Lord God with all your heart. Continue on praising him. Do the will of God. Touch the word of God. Read the word of God. Where we can come together and touch a nation. We want to say thank you, God, today for this broadcast. In Jesus' blessed and holy name, amen, amen, and amen. Bye-bye. Until next week. We have another exciting topic next week. So hope you will get to join us next week. Bye-bye.